On today's Windows Wednesday, we will talk about, will your Windows update itself? And does Linux do the same? Thanks for checking out this video by Switched Linux. If you like this type of content, subscribe to the channel. If you've not already done so, leave us a like and a comment down below. And today we are going to be talking about Windows automatically pushing updates even when you don't want them. And I first saw this article last week and I decided, yeah, let's not do this one yet. However, there is kind of an update to this that I thought it kind of merited some discussion. You know, we use our computers and we have to find this balance of the features that we want to use. And we also have to stop and think about the security in this constantly internet connected world. Security patches are important. And one of the things that I've said way early on in this channel is I hate the fact that we have all of these constant rolling updates, constantly changing features while you're doing the security. This is why in the world of Linux, I love Debian more than Arch in many ways, because once I have my system set, I'm not really expected to see any major feature changes outside of something stupid like a web browser, which no choice really, except even Debian solves that with the Firefox ESR, right? And so, of course, the difference is that security updates will patch any security holes that are found. Feature updates give you new features, new functions of the software. And the fact is that sometimes you just don't want or need or care about the new features. You'd like to stay reasonably secure, but you do not want to have to deal with figuring out the whole UI change or brand new feature like AI crammed in every single corner and all this kind of stuff. And the challenge we have this modern world is all of these updates are packaging all of our features with the securities all at the same time. And this has led to the situation where if you want to have a system that may be reasonably secure, generally you have to have all of the latest features that you may or may not want accompanying it. And so with this particular article here, this guy here alleges that his Windows 10, which he was intentionally holding back Windows 10 because he hated Windows 11. Windows 10 was working. He was not on the extended support system, and he just didn't care. So he goes to take a shower, and all of a sudden, probably because the camera's spying on him, and goes, you know, he probably mentioned something in the corner. Ah, I'm trying to take a shower. I got that code stop done. He stopped, took a shower, comes back, and his computer was updating to Windows 11. He's like, what? Didn't ask for this. And he goes in here, and he says, yeah, I've known about these. I'm constantly getting these upgrades. And he speculates, did I accidentally push a button that I didn't mean to? But he kind of says, I'm pretty sure I did not. And so this person says they did not accept any of the requests to upgrade, but Microsoft automatically installed Windows 11 on their PC anyway. And the upgrade happened right when they left the PC unattended for a few moments to take a shower. Perfect timing or an honest mistake. So, you know, you go out, take a shower, you come back, and now you're just like, oh, Windows 11. Excuse me. I had to vomit. And so he does mention this is on Reddit, so can we trust it or not? Maybe. I've been getting messages to upgrade to Windows 11 for the past month or two now. Each time I decline, it's gotten to the point where I get random frequent pop-ups asking to update and install update options pop up right next to the shutdown and restart options. So he says, did he make the mistake or not? He doesn't know, but this is kind of a problem. Now, again, as a full standalone video, I wasn't sure about including that in a Windows Wednesday. However, there is another blog over here that actually collected all of these stories from across the internet. I did unfortunately go to the blog, but it is written in a foreign language and you have to pay to access it or accept all cookies. And in the terms of Lewis Rossman, I'm not engaging in roofiness. If you're not allowing me to view your website without fully accepting every form of cookie, I'll just take the summary from Windows Central. Thank you. So that's kind of nuts. But anyway, Windows 11 keeps forcing unwanted updates with too many coincidences, or is this Microsoft's plan or just user error? So this person here who collected all of these This was Gunther Born recently published a blog post that rounds up the incidences of alleged forced Windows updates. You know what? This is a system that clears cookies. I read these on a different computer. This particular computer I record on. Let's even translate from German to English. Let's do that. And see, this is what I mean. You either have to accept all, bend over the table this way, or pay us and bend over the table this way. Could I get around this? Maybe. I don't know. I'll just go ahead and accept all here because this computer wipes all cookies when I'm done with once I close the browser. So there you go. Our forced upgrades to Windows 11 25H2 again. So these are unwanted updates to 25H2. So what this deals with is 24H2 is still supported. Now, Windows has said that when 23H2 reach end of life, they were automatically going to update people to 24H2. The problem is 24H2 has not yet reached end of life, yet many people across the internet are alleging that their computer automatically updated them to 25H2 instead. And so this is the Windows 11 upgrade. Micro reports here, February, his Windows 11 24H2 was lifted to Windows 11 25H2 for no apparent reason. By upgrading, the reader writes that he was not aware of any guilt and has not clicked anywhere on an upgrade button. The change simply came at the restart. Here's another case. Here's a Windows 10 22H2 upgrade. I think this is the one we just talked about. This guy here caught cold while showering. There you go. So this is the one we just talked about. So he collects this one here. And then there's a bunch of other comments in here. Let's just have a brief look at these. Windows 10, no force updates. This person says he's not experienced any of these. If the hardware supports Windows 11, Windows 10 will automatically be updated. Windows 11, one's only solution, as Luther already wrote, is to disable the TPM. There you go. Disabling your TPM could be a good way to stop that. Pull that bad boy right off of that motherboard. I don't need no TPM over there. You can usually disable TPM in a BIOS, by the way. So if you are on Windows 10, you do not want to wake up to Windows 11 someday, you might consider doing that. So there's some people saying that yes, this has happened. Some people haven't. And the challenge here is that I may not have wanted that update. So, for example, I run, even here in the van, I run an Arch-based Linux. I run Linux Mint-based Linux. I keep one particular Linux Mint laptop always updated, usually about once a month at the absolute latest. I'll upgrade everything. And this is a good test laptop. I make sure nothing funky or wonky goes on. And then I have another one, which is generally updated at least every 3 months, and that is also held back one version back. So I think, 22? I think it's 22 is out right now, and that computer is locked at 21. The other one's at whatever the edge is. All right, so I do that. And the thing is that my Arch system, even that right now, is still asking me to update 943 packages. I only get to that every few months. It's when I have time to sit down, read all the release notes, double check that there's nothing wonky going on in the update paths, and look at software and stop and consider, what do I need to do? So I do not push every Arch update just because it comes out. Now, could I do that? Probably. Arch has become way more stable in the last few years. I generally have not had any problems, but I don't want to get any surprises on a production computer when I have a whole day of work ahead of me. And so I want to hold stuff back. And that is the great power of Linux. You are on Windows over here. You may wake up to an update that you didn't ask for. It may have completely bricked your system. In fact, my cousin had... He sends me a picture. It looks like his graphics card went bad. And I didn't have time to sit there and diagnose, ask a bunch of questions, and I don't use Windows. So I don't know exactly what the situation was. It's like, yeah, it could be a dead graphics card, could be something else, you know. But he's got a local tech guy. He just asks him. He's like, yeah, the Windows updated and it broke the driver. Yeah, so he just installed the new drivers. Everything was great. But the thing is that here he wanted to just sit down, end of the long week, wanted to sit down, play his video games at night on his Windows 11 computer. And he couldn't do anything because the entire system, an update happened and it fried the graphics driver. Okay, the thing is that... if you are using Linux, there are Linux distributions that you can set to automatically update. You can set it to automatically download and prompt you to an update. GNOME and Plasma desktop environments are doing this now, where you have the option to, like Windows, download the update and install it on the next reboot. You have those options. And the reality is that some people want to take those options. But supposing you're using one of those two desktop environments or many other Linux distros, and you don't even want to do anything, it's very easy to go to settings and never do that. Now, one of the things they mentioned here in the article is Windows. This is actually from the blog post. Windows has actually pushed out a change that you could only hold back applications from the Microsoft Store for a maximum of 5 weeks. After 5 weeks, an application will automatically update whether you want it to or not. You do not get that type of thing in Linux. There is no forced update. Well, of course, Ubuntu tries to force update snaps. Even that you can turn off. But the fact of the matter is, Linux gives you control and your power back into your computer. It's not going to automatically update just because there's an update to do. It's not going to roll out something that it doesn't need to. It's not going to force you to upgrade if it doesn't have to. Windows, on the other hand, wants to constantly do this, and while they do it, they keep on pushing the crazier, weirder, and more dystopian nonsense as it does so. This is a very good reason to stop and consider, is 2026 the year you can leave Windows behind? If not for everything, just for many of the things that you do. You'll have more control over your computer, you'll have more control over your privacy, you'll have more control over your data, and your computer will become your computer again. Not, you know, that whole meme of, it's been the computer, and then it was my computer, and now it's this PC. You know, you've seen those memes. When you switch back to Linux, it is now really, truly your computer, not this PC. Let me know your thoughts about all of that in the comments down below. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux.